You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I wanted to make the most of the weekend, and that didn't work out. And since we like to do little recaps in our odds and ends report, I feel like you will have won the weekend.
Well,
so I'm going to go first, get it out of the way.
Then
we can have you tell me what a great
enjoying
weekend
life.
Had.
Yeah, I feel bad for you, man. I really
and
do.
And I'll flip you the double bird. How's that? Everything's good, right?
It's perfectly fine. I feel bad for you that you're.
You're
down.
I had a big plans this weekend of stuff I was going to do, mostly outside in the back. I know it's hard for you to believe that I would be doing some manual labor around the outside of my house.
I know.
Instead of calling somebody. But I planned on doing it. I came down with something on Saturday. Now, because, and it was like all day Saturday, I just dumped back into bed yesterday, all day. I bet I was out of bed for 1 hour yesterday. And because Gretchen just not that long ago went through COVID, I was like, crap.
Yeah.
I'm one of the, you know, the few people who hasn't caught it at all. I was like, is this the time? But no, I did two different tests, including one again last night. They're all coming up negative. So I think this is just another cold, but you know how I am.
It's
I'm
just
not
regular
a good patient.
Are you cranky?
It's just
are you needy or what? You just don't like being down and out?
I just get mad because there's too many things I want to do.
Yeah.
I don't like being non-productive.
Yeah.
And believe me, I get lectured by my wife. I get lectured by my son. I believe I've even been lectured by you to, you know, back off a little bit and just get some downtime. It's hard for me to do. But man, I'll tell you what, yesterday, whew, all day just in bed. And again, it's just a head cold. It's not like I'm dying.
Yeah, but it just kind of zaps your energy and you feel lethargic. And okay, so question, because you sent me a message last night that said you were on TikTok a lot. What are you watching?
Oh my God.
I am dying to know what Dom's algorithm is on TikTok.
Well, it's starting
What's
to learn me.
Up? Yeah.
And so what it's getting me is funny cat videos. I'm sorry, they're hilarious. They're hilarious. Right. Especially the ones that are kind of narrated by human voices.
Okay.
Damn funny. And then there's that comedian. I'm thinking his name is pronounced Matt Rife, R-I-F-E. I think he even dated my ex-girlfriend, Kate Beckinsale, for a while.
Okay.
He's one of those that I was telling you does very interactive with the audience.
Oh,
so it
yeah.
feeds me a lot of that. It feeds me a lot of Nate Bargatze.
So it's a lot of stand-up, just a lot of comedy.
Stand-up, cat videos. I mean, I was
food
laughing.
Maybe? Is there food worked in somehow? Or
don't
no,
see any
no food,
food stuff.
Okay.
No, but I probably watched an hour's worth of TikTok videos yesterday late afternoon.
Hey, might as well, man. Nothing else
I'm
going
just
on.
Lying there anyway.
Because, so, yeah, when you sent me that, I was like, what is he watching on the old TikTok-y?
Well, you're not on there, so I can't forward them to you.
I'm not.
So,
I did
so
get
you can
off
watch
of
them. Yeah. I forward them to, you know, a couple of people that I know. Here, watch those. This is funny. And if you're saying, wow, Dom, come in and get Jeremy all infected. No, we work remotely from different locations, so I'm not breathing on Jeremy
today. I was tempted to come in with a mask on, though, just for, you know, just an early morning giggle a little bit, but...
Why not?
Yeah, you're remote. It's weird when we get sick, too, because, like, even though I am still here in the office, I mean, you come in so early in the morning, there's nobody else here, and then you can essentially bounce by 10 a.m. If you come in and you're sick. Granted, the whole, you know, there's other people in here, push that to the side, you know, at 10 o'clock, but it's hard to take sick days in our job because it's like, well, I'm done by 10, so I still have the rest of the day to go home and rest, you know.
Isn't that
funny? It's hard to burn a sick day.
I've thought about that in the past when I did. I bet I've only taken, one sick day in the last 3 years or something?
Yeah.
If that... But what's funny, in the past, anytime I've taken a sick day, it's exactly like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10:15 will roll around, and I'll still be lying in bed. And I'm like, well, crap, I could have been done with the show by now.
Yeah, exactly. I could have had my PTO bank.
Right, exactly.
What a waste. You know, you just gotta fight through it. And
yeah, so I'm not dying. It's just one of those uncomfortable, big headache.
You look, honestly, you look good. I mean, I was expecting to kind of see you like, but you look good.
You know what I did when I rolled out of bed this morning? I jumped in the shower and I put it on as hot as I could stand it. And that does a lot. I'm usually about a 3 minute max shower guy. I'm not a long shower guy. I probably stayed in there 8, 9, 10 minutes.
Yeah, good.
Just letting the hot water
boil it out of you.
Yeah, and I'm just like, this, I have got to, I just, I have no patience for being a patient. That's the thing. I have no patience for it. So I'm like, whatever I got to do to get back up and at them, because I just can't, I don't like it.
Yeah, no, I'm with
you. I don't like it.
I generally don't, also don't like the people that you start stepping up with the drink your orange juice and drink your vitamin C and eat your soup. It's like, it's like we've never been sick before, you know, those people.
I've pretty much stayed off social media for a year now, so nobody even knew I was sick. Otherwise, I would have gotten all that crap.
Post.
And Gretchen certainly is not that way.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, suck it up.
The thing she did for me over the weekend that really helped, I had a hankering for a milkshake.
Ooh.
You know when you're sick and you're like, just lying, I was like, that's just the only thing that sounds good. Is a milkshake. And so she made a homemade one that was just out of this world good.
What was it? Chocolate?
Chocolate with some Oreo and peanut butter.
Shoot, I want to be sick in your house.
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
That sounds incredible.
Really
sounds
good.
Really good.
Anyway, enough about that. So my weekend sucked. What about you?
It was just busy, man. It was busy. Like you mentioned, the weather was so damn nice this weekend that I truly spent the entire day Saturday outside, just, you know, pulling the patio furniture out and mowing and weed whacking and raking and blowing leaves and just essentially getting the yard completely ready for summer, which was surprising because the night before, you know, I have not been drinking at all. At all. Like, nothing, honestly.
How long has it been?
Months. Months.
Has it been months since you had a single drink of alcohol?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it had been that long.
No, check that, because I did have, like, a beer at our happy hour. So besides that...
But besides
had,
that.
Besides
that was
nothing.
Work. You had to. You were
I
forced to.
I had two bottles of Snoop Dogg wine on Friday night because we had some friends over, and it hit me hard.
Made you looped, huh?
I don't know. Last week, there was just stuff going on, and I just was in a bad mood, and I just needed to decompress a little bit, and I was like, I'll have two glasses of wine. It'll be fine. Two bottles later, Jeremy went to bed early on Friday night, but I was right back up on Saturday doing my work. And then real quick, the food of the weekend, I did post a picture of this. My brother-in-law is Venezuelan, and it was his birthday this weekend, and every year he makes this giant pot of paella. Have you ever had it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man. I mean, it's got the shrimp in it and the chicken and the sausage, and it's, like, slow-cooked. The only thing that was a little off-putting was watching my kids watch him make it, and you got to dump the mussels into it, and they're still moving, essentially, and then they open up like they're screaming. So the kids were a little turned off by the paella there with the mussels, but man, talk about a really good meal this weekend.
And it had to be authentic too.
Very authentic, very much so.
That's
and
good.
And I feel fine, Dom. So we'll get through it. We'll get through this together today, buddy. It's gonna be good.